We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
No, Jake Matera, good to have you here on the Affiliates Funny Podcast, man.
Hey, thanks for having me, man. I appreciate it.
We realized when you got booked to do this podcast, Laura actually met you.
Yes, surprise.
Yes. Oh, really? Oh,
she's been stalking you for years.
Yeah, I'm pretty sure we met last year. I think you were on with Mike Racine. I don't know if you remember that.
Yes.
And then I was like at the bar afterwards and totally fangirling like, man, you're so funny.
Oh, yeah. That was the Punchline show.
Yeah.
That was fun, yeah.
Yeah, good time. So. Yeah. I'm a big fan.
Oh, well, thank
you. Cool, man. Betty, we got a good one coming in.
Nice. Yeah, and so she was playing me clips this morning. I was like, wait, no, I've seen him too. So very funny,
I'm sorry.
Man.
Sorry. Still the same material. It's, yeah. No, just kidding. No, I shouldn't say that. Right?
I think I saw you like a month ago. But yeah, hilarious, yeah. Man. Good to have you here.
Oh, thanks. Yeah, I'm honored to be here. This is a beautiful digs you got here. I say digs now because it's like radio, so I have to be cool.
that is cool. Yeah, yeah. Nailed it.
Yeah, thank you. This is a gorgeous space. I wish you could see it at home. You can't, but it's nice.
We decided not to film today.
Yeah, the one day.
Yeah, it was very convenient.
But it's pretty nice, right? It's pretty magical in here.
It is. It's
like
gorgeous.
A third month here.
There's somebody juggling in the corner. No. I'm excited to be here. We're doing the Punchline, right? Am I supposed to promote the show? Punchline, yeah.
If you want.
Rachel's over there. Yeah. Oh, okay. All right. What are we talking about?
I'm trying to get Rachel on the podcast.
Yeah,
Rachel. She doesn't want to go.
This is the podcast that Rachel's going to be on because we're, no?
Come on, Rach. But how's life with you, man? Everything good?
Everything's great. Yeah. Life is good. I have a two-year-old at home, a beautiful wife. Have a job. So, yeah, life is good.
Yeah, Andrea, so our coworker Andrea was just telling me in the hallway that she knows you and she like used to work with you, and she said he has the most adorable baby. It could be like a Gerber baby. So, like, I kind of want to like stalk your baby. Do you have photos of your child on Instagram?
Of course. Yeah,
I pulled that stuff up. It's kind of weird. I never asked someone to look at their baby, but like she really hyped it up.
Yeah, no, this is.
I hope not to be disappointed.
No,
but
this is making for a great radio.
No, we'll post photos of your baby on the website.
Oh, God.
Yeah, we'll
if you allow it.
There's my little guy right there.
Oh, what?
Yeah.
He actually really is adorable.
Yeah.
Wow.
Yeah. Well, I was skeptical, but like
one of the good ones.
I just needed to see it just for.
Yeah,
that's awesome.
What's his name?
His name's James. Yeah,
James, and he's how old too? You said
he's 2.5, something like that. Yeah.
Nice. So how's it like being a new dad?
It's awesome. It is the most rewarding thing. If you're out there, just don't wear anything. Just go right in, have a kid. It's the most rewarding experience. Just
no matter
it.
What your situation is.
It doesn't matter if you don't have any money. Just do it. And let's overpopulate this place.
Let's go, baby.
Yeah.
Good for you. I think that's a great way to live. That's awesome. Good for you, Jake.
Yeah.
Hey, thank you. Very free spirit. Yeah.
Where did you work with Andrea?
We worked at another radio station in the day. And I was an intern. She was... doing like voice work at was it Ben?
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
So that was a little bit ago. It's just pretty cool. I'm trying to like look at you, but I just.
You can do one of these things. You can like put the microphones to the side. Yeah. Get all like.
You can tell you're professional.
This is it. It took me 15 years to come up with this little thing.
Yeah. That's pretty sick. Yeah.
That's pretty sick. Yeah.
You can put your feet up too if you want. Just really, really settle
you
in the zone here.
You don't want me to do that. I will.
It is cozy.
Yeah. I don't think this has the capacity to. To hold me, but
so do you now do stand up full time?
No, I do it. I moonlight as a stand up comedian. I would like to do it full time, but it's hard to do that out of Philadelphia.
Right.
So, you know, I would like to feed my family. That's kind of goal number one. So I try to take care
of that.
Keep
your kid alive.
Yeah. Yeah. You know.
Yep.
What's your day job?
I can't tell you.
What?
Yeah, I'm a private detective. And I know everything about both of you.
Oh,
right
shit.
Now.
That's awesome. That'd be so cool.
No, I work at a university very close to here. Yeah, so that's fun.
Oh, nice.
Cool.
Yeah, yeah.
Good for you, man.
Yeah, DeVry. It's very, no. Oh, boy. I'm in trouble with DeVry now.
How long have you been doing comedy for in general?
How long? Not long enough, but too long. about 8 years.
Okay.
Yeah.
How old are you now?
I'm 32.
Oh, okay. Yeah. Same age.
Yeah, okay, cool.
Nice.
Yeah. Are you from here?
I'm not. I'm from New York originally. Been okay. here for 7 years now.
Oh,
yeah.
How do you like it?
I love the city of Philadelphia. It's
Don't
great.
Don't lie to me.
I do.
See it in your
and
eyes.
I love it even more now because I recently moved to Jersey with my fiance. Like, she already had a house.
Yeah.
So I moved to Jersey in Collingswood.
Oh,
and
okay.
I love Philadelphia so much more now from being in Jersey.
Why are you doing
Jersey...
a thumbs down while you say this?
Well, yeah, yeah. Philadelphia is the worst. There's parts of Jersey that's beautiful. I live in Collingswood. There's a lot of great BYOBs, and it's like cute and quaint, but like the vibe is totally different, and it made me appreciate Philadelphia that much more.
Collingswood is nice.
Yeah.
And you're from where?
I am originally from Hamilton, New Jersey. Woo.
Oh, nice. Yeah, Six Flags.
Yeah, now I live in the
Six
Pennsylvania
Flags.
Suburbs.
Yeah? Which suburb?
Prospect Park.
Do you really?
Yeah. Oh. Where do you live?
I also live in Prospect Park. We'll talk. It's a very small town, so we're going to talk about this afterwards.
Wow. There's like 100 people that live there.
Yes. Yes. It's a very small.
What street do you live on?
Are you my neighbor?
Probably. Yeah.
Wow.
I'm so excited.
Yeah.
Wow,
we're all coming together in this podcast. Yeah. This is really nice.
Yeah.
This is nice.
This is,
I'm glad we did this.
This is like a 23andMe that's happening. Wait, we're related? Wait, hold on. You live upstairs? Okay.
This is getting weird.
Yeah.
Jake, what got you into stand-up comedy?
Oddly enough, I kind of had like a reverse trajectory with stand-up. I started, I had an internship at Conan O'Brien.
Really?
Wow.
Yeah, forever ago. And so I was out there. I was playing in a band and stuff. I was like the goofy guy. I was like, maybe you'll try comedy. And then I took a class and I sucked. I was like, nope, never doing that again. And then I went to Conan and I became an intern. And I got to see the show happen like every single day. And I started working in the monologue department where I would just write the setups to jokes, basically find the new stories and just like write a setup. And every day I got to see like the writers do like 80 to like 200 jokes a day.
Wow.
To, you know, to get for that day's show that will maybe be like 6 to 12 jokes. So like it was just like a full clinic on like how to write a joke. And when I got back, I just like I wanted to do it. Yeah.
Now, are you still teaching? I think I saw that on the web somewhere that you're teaching.
Yes, yeah. I still do that. I teach stand-up comedy at the Philly Improv Theater.
Mm-hmm.
That's really fun. It's just a cool way to just meet new people and see people who are excited about doing stand-up comedy, and I like seeing their perspectives and just like helping them find the jokes. It's pretty cool.
Do you subscribe to the idea that like anyone could do comedy, or do you think it has to be like a...
Oh, for sure. Yeah, everybody can do it. Yeah, you just got to... The only thing is, like, there's no shortcut. You just have to do it, and you can't stop. Like, you have to go out every single night. You have to miss birthdays and special occasions. You have to kind of... You have to be selfish.
Yeah.
and then you succeed.
Kind of like radio.
Yeah?
Yeah. Oh, yeah. I haven't had a life in 15 years.
Oh, yeah. No, I can believe that for sure, because, I mean, a lot of my friends who I interned with forever ago, I tapped out, and now they're finally seeing the fruits of their labor of like just paying off.
Right.
Like somebody just became like a music director, somebody like just now, 10 years later, after like basically, you know, being paid nothing forever. So
yeah.
You guys.
Patience.
You guys are both wearing tuxedos. So that.
Yeah, we're doing well now. Thank you for noticing, Jake.
Yeah, I would really wish the camera was on today.
Guys are missing out. Fantastic. Back to Conan. Do you actually like hang out with Conan?
Yeah.
Really? Okay.
We're buds.
I didn't realize like what the relationship was when you intern for Conan.
So generally, it's like he'll say, you know, he's super nice. He's the nicest guy you could possibly imagine.
Right.
And he'll go out of his way to sit, like just goof around with the interns and make it like a special experience. Yeah. So there's like a staff of 200 people there were, and then you know, like probably 40, 50 interns at a time for every semester. And he just, he'll come out and just talk to everybody. I was one of the lucky ones where at one point he knew my name. He would not remember me now. You know what I mean? Because he meets so many
people. That's a big day, though.
That was huge. Yeah. Like, he saw me in the hallway and was like, hi, Jake. And I was like, oh, my God, I could die. Yeah. Yeah.
I bet that's just, like, it's cutthroat, right? Like 200 people trying to like get Conan's attention, trying to get their jokes on. It's got to be cutthroat, right?
It's So not all of them are writers. Like, some are research, some are producers, all that kind of stuff. But like, it is weird because like I remember like the person in when I first started there, I was in research. Like Conan didn't even know their name, and then like he said my name in front of that person, and they're like, "What the what is going?" And then it's like, "Sorry, yeah."
Did any of your like setups for jokes make it on?
Oh yeah, yeah. I mean, almost daily. It was really cool. Like, I mean, I wasn't like, what's with airplane food? Like, I was like, it was just all based off like topical news stories. So like, when I was there, Mitt Romney was running for president. That is so long ago. Just saying that out loud. So it was all things about him like just drinking milk and going wild after he lost the election and like, it was crazy. It was a lot of Newt Gingrich jokes about his moon colony. Do you remember that?
Yeah.
Yeah. I'm very up on my 2012 topical humor.
I'm all about it.
Yeah.
That's fantastic.
Yeah. So, yeah, it was just like finding those little things and then writing them out. It was pretty cool. Yeah.
Are there comics now that you're really into? I know that we were just talking before you got here. Pete Davidson had a special. We were talking about that. Have you seen anything new?
I haven't seen Pete Davidson's. I know Sam Morril has a really good one that's on. It's free right now on YouTube. You can stream the whole thing.
Oh, is that right?
He just released it, I think, last week. So that's really great. Favorite comics, I love Nate Bargatze, Brian Regan, Dana Gould, Chad Daniels. Like, all these guys are, like, really amazing. Matt Bronger. Those are all men. Aparna Nancharla, she's fantastic.
There you go.
She's like really one of the best out there right now. That was my phone. Let me check that. No, it's work. They said, it's comedy. They just fired me. Okay, should I leave?
Good to know.
There's so many good comedians right now. So many that are like about to break. Like Joe Zimmerman's hilarious. I don't know if you guys know him.
Mm-hmm.
There's a podcast about joke writing out there called Good One, and I think was it John Mulaney like referenced his joke as like the joke he wishes he wrote.
Really?
And it's just like really cool. Yeah, he's getting like high praise from a lot of people.
Love John Mulaney.
Yeah, yeah.
He's the man. Did you give up something for Lent? I know that Laura was asking me this before we got started. Lent started yesterday, man.
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
So I used to give up stuff for Lent. I kind of just gave up on that.
I mean, I'm not even super religious. I just like to do it for the challenge of it.
Okay.
Yeah. So this year I am giving up all forms of potatoes because I love
all forms of potatoes. All of them are off the table.
All of them, because like legit, I will eat French fries. It used to be pretty bad. Now I'm down to like once a week. But then there's other potatoes in there during the week. So yeah. I gotta.
Just all potatoes, anything with the spud. So how long does that go till? Lent is what, 40 days?
40 days.
Wow.
So I did this. I didn't do it last year because I did it the year before and I was like, man, last year I need a break. Like, that was too hard.
Yeah. Yeah.
But yeah.
What about you, Jake?
I would say comedy. I've given up comedy.
Yeah. Not going to be funny for 40 days.
Yeah. So come tonight.
It's going to be a blast. It's going to be amazing. So you don't give up anything.
No, I mean, I've given up, enough.
You give up your freedom when you had a child, right?
Yes, so that's right.
That's enough.
Yeah.
Laura was talking about spring break. I guess spring break is coming up for a lot of people.
Yeah.
Do you have any fun spring break stories?
Oh, man.
Apparently, Laura's packing a lot of heat today.
Yeah. You got a lot of stories?
Yeah, she's got like a good spring break story.
I was hoping to get to know a little crazy story about you, Jake. Come on.
Yeah, we want to give. You have layers. We want to know more about
you. Peel back the layers, huh?
Yeah. What do we got?
I don't have a crazy spring break story, but I do have a story about my first experience living with other people was in college. It was like a dorm setup. It was when I was in California, and the first night I went out, I got like super drunk at some bar in Hollywood, and I was uncomfortable and scared, so I just kept drinking, like you do. And then I hadn't met my roommates yet because I got there a day early, and that night they were there. They were all sleeping by the time I got back. And then I got sick in the middle of the night, and I threw up everywhere. And it was all carpet.
Oh, no.
Oh,
it was
God,
an apartment, and I was, 23, 24? and I had nothing to clean it up with. So just a bunch of dabbing with paper towels. And I remember I was so drunk that I just passed out.
Oh, no.
And then I woke up, and I just hear everybody receive this in the hallway, like, at 8 a.m. in the morning. And they're like, what the hell? And I'm just like, oh, God, no. I'm like, hey, guys, nice to meet you.
Nice to meet you.
And believe it or not, I'm not friends with any of them now.
No. Yeah. You're kidding me.
Yeah.
Stop
yeah.
it right now.
Yeah.
That's a visual. That's incredible. Yeah. Now, Laura's been hyping up her spring break story because her...
Yes.
Oh, so yeah. your radio name is Laura Boss.
Yes.
And so you said 10 years ago.
So 10 years ago, spring break 2010, the nickname Boss came about.
Ah, dun, dun, dun.
Dun, dun, dun.
Do tell.
I was on a spring break cruise to Mexico, as all the classy people do.
Nice.
And I went with my girlfriends, and they were, you know, we're 21, so we're in that stage of like, ooh, and we're going to have fake names, da-da-da. So it's our first, like, hour on the ship, and we're, like, pre-gaming in our room with the alcohol that we snuck on the ship.
Nice.
And they're like, oh, fake names, fake names. I'm like, if I'm going to do that, I'm doing some crazy name, you know? Like, and this is when that song, Like a Boss, was, like, a big deal, all right?
Okay.
Oh, man.
So, like, our first group of dudes that we meet, they're like, oh, I'm Melody, I'm this, I'm that, and I'm like, my name's Boss.
My name's Boss.
You just went right for it.
Yeah,
straight
went
face,
for it.
Too,
and
everything.
Like, yeah, and they're like, okay. I'm like, no, seriously. My name's Bossamatamia. And they're like, what? And I'm like, yeah, my parents are archaeologists. They met in Mesopotamia, which just doesn't exist anymore.
Oh, my God.
And yeah, got drunk, conceived me, and here I am. And then people like actually believe me because everybody's drunk. And I had people on the ship, like, coming to my door asking if Boss was in there, like, when I was
wow.
So then I, like, legit changed my name on, like, Facebook. That's all we had back then, 2010, yeah. I feel like. And so I changed it when I got home to Bossamatamia Kewen. And then people, like, from the ship were friend requesting me.
Oh, my God.
So wow. Then kept that for, like, 2 months until my mom called me at school. And she's like, hey, Bossamatamia, when are you going to change your name back to your pretty given name, Laura? So then it became Laura Boss. And
wow.
It just never went away.
Wow.
Yeah.
I'm glad we figured
spring
this out.
Break.
By the way, terrible name to make up on the spot.
Yeah. Wow. How did your head go there?
I'm Chair Dudley.
Yeah.
Wow.
That's but awesome.
You lived a whole different life before
yeah,
radio,
know.
Huh?
Now I'm boring.
I would have loved to have seen that fake ID.
Yeah.
Yeah,
yeah, yeah.
Yeah. You're not getting in anywhere. Yeah.
I can't beat that. I have no good spring break stories.
No?
I have nothing. Literally nothing. I wish I could share. I can't beat a fake name, and I can't beat throwing up and passing out in it.
Yeah.
I'm
We're
striking out.
Over here.
I'm striking out.
Yeah.
Let's talk about tonight, Jake. So tonight
yes.
is Comedy All-Stars. Punchline Philadelphia, 8 o'clock showtime tonight.
Yes.
Who's on the lineup? Talk about the show and all
oh,
that
man.
Good stuff. We
want
to know.
It's a great lineup.
It's a great lineup.
Yeah, a great
I know
lineup
you're talking
tonight.
About
I'm so excited about it. My good buddy John Deary is going to be on the show, so you can't beat that. Eric Terrell and Che Guerrero. So you got three like killers right there. It's going to be really fun, and I'm on it too. So that's four total.
Four total.
Four total killers.
All together.
The police will be there. One of us will be arrested, and I will not throw up on anybody.
No throw up. Are you going to bring your baby? Cute,
absolutely.
Cute kid? Perfect.
Yeah,
so, yeah, if you're listening and you really want to check this kid out,
yeah.
The baby will be there tonight at Punchline.
Yeah.
What's the kid's name?
James. Yeah.
James.
I need somebody to hold him while I'm on stage.
Perfect.
Yeah.
Laura, anything else you want to reveal in this podcast? I feel like
no,
you revealed
I think
a
I'm
lot.
Good. I'm good for this week.
No, you're good?
Yeah.
Okay, cool. Jake Matera, thank you so much for hanging out with us.
Hey, thank you guys for having
See
me.
See him tonight, Punchline Philadelphia, Comedy All-Stars, punchlinephilly.com.
Yeah.
Grab your tickets. Thank you so much, man.
Thank you.